Saturday, November 13th, 1993. Thank you, Commander.
I want to talk about Leon here. Please, everybody make sure he knows I talked about him because I want him to hear what I'm going to say. And I have to tell some personal things to allow you to understand. And if you think I'm going to somehow hit Ann, you're wrong. His relationship with whomever he chooses to have a relationship is his business, and that one's business. It is certainly not yours or mine. Zero business. If it is not what you believe to be a correct relationship, then don't get into that relationship. It's interesting to note that the ones who have had the most problems are the ones who came into this relationship. In interesting ways. They came into it because of my work. I would hope that everyone in this room is here because of your relationship with God, accepting that I come as a messenger. I do not believe that any of you, other than possibly a consideration for Diane, that anyone is here just because of Doris. So when George goes out and speaks, he was speaking about journals. That was the only reason that anyone would have come here. When there was any discussion about putting in funds of any kind, it had to come from George because he was the contact. But I doubt, because he saw a spaceship of some kind at Edwards Air Force Base, that anyone would hand him for his personal use $350,000 in gold coins. Now we'll set that aside. What did Leon want? Leon became confused about his direction. I was hard on two or three people who came to visit. The interesting thing is that the two or three people who came, which Leon became so disenchanted because of, are not offended and proceed right down their way as diligently as they can in truth. Leon wanted to go his way. But instead of asking to begin to get his funding back, and I'll have to go farther back, the year that Esther was here, and he had to make a decision about whether or not he would go for training the circus or whatever, of the stars, I could foresee what was going to happen. I do not like playing prophet. Esther was having a joyous time in this group. She was thriving. She has given. She deserves her receiving. I wanted her to be able to be the one that represented in Sipapu Odyssey the first to ascend in the light. I wanted Esther to be able to have the first ride, if you will. I needed Leon. In this story, there is going to be some dancing, my friends, that are going to be worse than walking on a tight wire. And these dancers need some training. And I said, finally, Leon agonized over this, what he should do. He's right up against it. I told him these things. And he said, well, I would have to pull my money out, or I would have to do something. I said, EJ, make sure he is paid enough to equal that which he would make. I ask that he stay. And there was great joy. There was great joy. Life happened while other people were making plans. Ones came into the community and became attached. Leon loved being with everybody. He would come over. He worked on refinement of a product from the compressed earth. What would make it waterproof? What would do this? What would do that? There were no menial tasks any more than there is with any of the rest of you. We do what needs to be done, and we rejoice in it. For the privilege of being allowed the participation. And Leon was no different than any of the rest of you. So something happened. Without going into what happened, as occasionally things would evolve, and there was discussion, EJ said, Leon, do you need me to pay you now? And Leon would think about it a minute and he'd say, no, I'm doing okay. Someone else may need that worse than me. I'm fine now. Finally, I nudged EJ and I said, it's time. It's time. Make that payment for his year. And EJ did. It would have behooved Leon to have removed that portion from the letter. He just said, disregard all this. Well, it's already said and done. And he said, he knew EJ never intended to pay him. That was not so. Furthermore, he was told, any time you want to start withdrawing against a house or whatever, he came to EJ and he said, I really would like to buy this property. How much could I get right away? And I believe the amount was $20,000, right, EJ?
That's correct.
I can pay you right now. We can make other arrangements and you can get the rest. Well, never mind for now. That's good to know. Now, how have we ripped Leon off so far? The next encounter that happens is that George Green, or whatever, you have heard Leon's side, you have heard John's side, you have heard Eleanor's side, you have heard George's side, and not any of them match. I'm going to tell you what happened. George had begun to structure projects over in Nevada, going to build a development of domes, working it out with Green, Berry, with an E, as George always says. And he needed money to do this. So he got in touch with Eleanor. All Leon wanted was just to begin to get his money out. Now that's all Leon wanted. The last thing in the world this loving man wanted was trouble. But George called Eleanor. Eleanor told John that Leon had called her, wanting to go see George. Leon thought that it was John who wanted to go. You see how cleverly this all happened? The point is, it doesn't matter that they went. It would behoove anyone to look into any questionable situation. But what was told to Eleanor, and then what John espoused when he got back, and it doesn't really matter what took place there. What matters is what was told later. And John stood there in the midst of six or eight people and said, George wants us to get our money out, put it with him, and he's going to give us a part of the business. He will issue stock and we can have some of it. Well, that's fine, except that this is not going to work out very well. All Leon wanted to do was just go up there and talk to George. He would like to have had his money so he could invest it in that project, but he also wanted to dig for some gold. I offered him, give us a project, and when the funding comes, we'll invest in your gold mine. Well, George and somebody said that was a big rip-off. Want to bet? I also know where the gold mine is. Several of you have hiked up to the gold mine. You can dig all over everywhere and get not a farthing. Some of this gold is so well mined, it already comes out in dory bars. How about that? And when that old San Andreas goes, man, it is just going to really work that little mine over. And we don't have to look very far. It's okay. Everyone makes their choices for whatever reason. I do not want Leon put down for what he did. Leon was acting honestly and honorably. What brings the pain now is what has happened to him. You see, Luke Perry sucks him in. Leon couldn't afford this wonderful attorney that George Green and Horton know, this abbot who drinks his lunch and uses. So what's happened? Let's make an agreement. He has an elderly mother. He needs funding. Let's work out something with him. That means that the Institute has to make a special exception under the law of confidentiality with that attorney and with Leon. To be able to make the exception of some kind of a payback. These ones would do it in the event of anyone's hardship, health failure, whatever. But right now the Institute is under the magnifying glass. So this is worked on and worked on and worked on and worked on until it's finally consummated. And what has Leon gotten from his honesty and his sharing? They've done him in. George has done him in. He sent the most confidential documents from Wilmington Trust to this institute. He scattered it around from New Jersey to Florida in his packet of goodies. That was first betrayal. Second betrayal, he has been trying to drum up ones to join forces with him to put this into receivership, and he has told not only the amounts, the payment schedule, and exactly how much Leon has gotten. That had to come either from Leon or his attorney, and that is breaking the confidentiality of the legal agreement. And out of all of it, $40,000 were paid, and Leon got 16 tops. The rest his attorney has. This good friend of his. I would say this right now. This is for Leon. Leon will not lose. I don't care what the business arrangements are. Every cent that went into the Phoenix Institute, he will reclaim. At the very least, with interest. Because that is our integrity. God has to see how you manage. It's too important. Esther's family will not suffer for any misadventures. But this day, this afternoon, no. The Institute would be in opposition to the law of the land if they paid him. And if that is considered friendship, then I'm sorry, you go be friends with George. I find it painful. And I want Leon and Esther and yes, Anne. To know that if they're is harboring of dispute, whatever. I have none. I do not speak for my people. Everybody better know the difference in that, too. I am not working in a mission where I'm allowed to just exist in my spiritual perfection. I have to get down and play in your games. I don't like it. But then you don't like it either, or you wouldn't be here. It does mean we're stuck playing in the playing field with the rules set for us. And by force and law, we will be required to act within those rules. But they've written these rules so that there are always the exceptions for themselves. But it is still certainly legal, ethical, and wise to utilize what you can. I'm tired of God coming up always behind, because somehow it is suitable for God to wallow in the gutter while the adversary lives on all the abundance created by God. It is not all right. And if your perception is otherwise, then I beg you to be elsewhere, because that's what is going to happen here. We must work in this world. You're going to have to walk through the harassment of the legal procedures as ones try to get it from you. You're going to have to be clever in your management. And the way you're going to do it is through the proper management through corporations, as long as that will hold. And in the end, they may end up still taking it all. And I know that the perception is, but we don't have time. We're so afraid we don't have time. You have time to do everything that we need to do. That may not be what you think you need to do. And Dorma says, God, just let me live long enough to get this thing squared away, dump it, and get on with something else. I think I'll let her have that. I think she and EJ have earned it. I'm not going to let them run off to Puerto Rico or Mexico or, more aptly, Belize. They could do that, because one of the ones going to supply some of this money owns Belize. They don't need to be anywhere else. They don't want to be all this rich bitch stuff all alone. What in the world are we talking about? Having God is abundance, and you can have, but how many cars can you drive at one time? I know that some of you would just like one that runs when you get in it to drive it anytime. Well, I think we can work that out. And we can work around those fragments of feelings. But it's going to take some good business heads. total cooperation. Court would be the first to tell you that to make these Nevada corporations work well, you have to have a brother you can trust who is not going to come and do what George Green has done to all of you. Do you not understand what this bastard wants from you? Everyone who has put a cent in waiting for gold to double, he wants to put into receivership while gold is low, so you lose it all so he can say, I told you so. That's what he's talking about. If this institute were not afraid of being found out, they would welcome a receiver. Sure, they would. You get the whole list of names, addresses, and phone numbers. You get every shred of privacy broken. Your veil is pierced. And the question was from X. Well, what will they do? What do you mean? Well, they would liquidate the assets. Well, what is the difference in that and forced foreclosure, forced bankruptcy? Oh, well, in forced bankruptcy, you see, the lawyers would get everything, and the banks. Oh, well, then tell me again about receivers. Oh, well, you would be able to get something, maybe. Something. Pennies on the dollars, because the bankers are going to get it and the lawyers are going to get it. Where does that leave you? Let's give this a try. Anybody want to have a question about that? Now that is what is afoot to try to be accomplished. There is a new document demanding to see every account.
What are his grounds?
Fraud. He doesn't have any.
On what basis? He hasn't done anything in this. He has no involvement anymore.
That's why he's trying to get ones on his side to be able to force something. And the attorneys with which he's working, Luke Perry's attorney, this Abbott and Horton, are diligently... You don't go to court with facts. You go to court with what you want to claim. And they want to force the Institute to lay out its record. He has no grounds. The judge overruled him once and said no. They went back on the basis of jurisdiction. The Institute is home office in Las Vegas. They are in Carson City. So they want to get the jurisdiction changed so they can go at it again. Basically, what they have to even get it investigated legally is at least three parties making vicious complaint, legal complaint against the Institute. Well, he's overstepped his bounds. But you see, what you don't seem to understand is in your world of new judicial law, The judge can just say, I don't like the color of your hair, you SOB. I want all those records here or you're going to prison on Thursday. That's unconstitutional. That's what? We'll talk Constitution, dear citizen. I am the law. In other words, I am God, you get them here. Could we have a constitutionally confidential viewing with you, sir? You know, George made his secret agreement with... He even tells his own confidential agreements. Oh, I know old Tim Binder. I've known him for years. Dear old Timothy. I didn't know, you know, about US&P, but... Oh, this is a prince of a fellow. And, yeah, I did make an agreement. And I made an agreement to sell his books against, you know, the settlement. Oh, wow. All you have to do, precious ones, when you get in a big hurry, is just know that if you wait long enough, they'll eat themselves. So you have confidential agreements. Do you really think that Jason Brent is going to keep a confidential agreement around this town when he's out to get ya? This is the way they operate on ya. Do you think that Constitution makes one whit of difference in what they do with Gunther Rusbacher? Hasn't so far. Even when the judge says turn him loose, they don't. So no matter what you think they cannot do, they can do it. You're going to have to go through it step by step by step by step, and then, yes, in the nick of time, you'll say, we'll work it out. You've done your homework. You've laid your path. You've earned your right. You have paid your way. And it's very hard to keep those on the other side honest long enough to exchange funds, I grant you. It is an interesting procedure from morning until the next morning. They do their best work at night, manipulating the banks. You've got to run through 47 banks just to get one to clear it far enough to get it into New York. Now you've got to get it from New York through two or three banks to get it back to Switzerland so you can put it over here in Luxembourg. And get some of it because you don't want money in the form that we're talking about. You don't want the puddle of gold. You do not want $2 million in notes. And if you think you do, your nuts leave now because you need to be tied up. You want to be in debt. What does that mean? You catch that sucker over there trying to get rid of all this money. He needs a project. So you go to him before you get it over here, if you can. And you say, I want to borrow $100 million, sir. How are you going to pay me back? You're going to charge me 50% interest and you're going to loan me what would another half be? 50%. 50 million. You're going to Yeah, that's it, sir. You're going to loan me $150 million. And I'm going to pay you $50 million for that privilege right up front. Oh, I see. Okay. We'll do all this paperwork and then we'll shift this loan over to you. Now, let us assume the Institute is making this transaction, or EJ, or Randall, or anyone. We're going to transfer this loan to you. I'm going to get my paperwork that covers me for $50 million. You are going to get a debt of $100 million. I don't care if you never pay it back, but now the Institute is in debt $100 million. That means it's going to be a long time before the IRS gets much from you. It pays to learn your lessons. That's just shifting over the top. And is $100 million outlandish to speak of? Probably for your needs. You don't want to sit there with that on your books, do you? Well, then I think maybe I will loan. Hey, how about $3 million over here to Spelter Grass Company? Now, Spelter Grass Company is going to be $3 million in debt. The Institute is going to have a $3 million loan showing as an asset. But what if Spelter Grass Company goes broke? Now you've got $3 million you can write off. Will this work? Yes. I am just going through the motions of letting you see how intricate it is, how workable it is, how feasible it is, and how legal it is. But first, you have to have this major resource, don't you? That means usually years of work so that you have feasible product, find feasible financial people needing to put these together. It has been an interesting 10 years, hasn't it? And I want anyone who has put anything into the Institute getting this kind of a return on their money who would sit back there and say, well, don't use mine. Use everybody else's. Don't use mine. Then I suggest you're not going to get a big return on yours. You may get yours back. And if you are a member of our team, you will certainly glean reward. But you're not going to come up and demand it. Oh, you can come up and demand it. You just ain't gonna get it. And what will be the judge of that? Not EJ? Not Hatton. That is going to be intent. Intent. I am weary of my own integrity being impugned upon. I do not lie, I do not cheat, and I do not steal. I am here on a mission to bring some truth and get my people out. And ones who do not wish to participate in this mission are free to go. Anyone who wishes to work with us does not even have to believe me. But they must have the same level of integrity. And if they're only in it for themselves, then they better go somewhere else, because I know the difference. And you're getting ready to have. And confound it, you're not going to just squander it. We've worked too hard. We need farm equipment that doesn't break down every other day, every other row. You need backup equipment. You're going to need some windmills. What happens when the diesel's gone? Maybe it will never be gone. But it may go south with NAFTA. You know they're not going to let you have money. You know they're going to confiscate the gold. So we have to sink it into projects, don't we? You better believe I am full. I am filled to overflowing with ideas. Creative ideas. I can put forth the idea you have it and the capability of perfecting it. How do we store things so that they don't get it? Easy. Easy. All you have to be is a little imaginative. Check up on insulation. Check up on byproducts for insulation. Energy conservation. Check up on what shows up on a satellite scanner and act accordingly. What about the bills with lines in them? They're not going to let you play with those. But there are ways in between times to ruin their ability to check. Slap a couple of magnets on either end of the pile of bills. That just wreaks havoc with their little counters. And when they dig down into your earth, what are they going to find? Refrigerator magnets with cute little happy faces. And if they don't suspect that you have something, they're not going to be looking, are they? So you cannot have one corporation that owns all of Tehachapi, no matter how good it sounds, to fire everybody that you don't like in Tehachapi. You don't want to do that. The worse off you are in the eyes of ones like Jason Brand, who intends to run this town, along with his buddy Ben Austin. You better just be groveling along for him to leave you alone. These are the Khazarian kings of the world. Big frog in a little puddle. So until they choke on the mosquitoes you're going to feed them, you better just be patient with them. Meanwhile, while they are watching, that means you have to pay attention. It isn't even worth getting a ticket for no seat belt. Last year them, see them. And then if they give you a ticket for something else, pay it. They'll get you double if you go over to argue about it, just to walk through the door. If you've learned nothing else, then I suggest that you learn to go over and listen to them in court. Even if nothing is going on, but around here there will always be something that will pull you in there. And just listen to them. And who are they doing this to? The ones least able to pay. Once you know their game, you can make it. For instance, when there is plenty of money to work with, and maybe that will never be plenty. I mean, how much? Plenty.